Kellen Grady is stopping by with us courtside. And Kellen, people would have thought, what is going to happen coming off of Wednesday night? All the energy expended, and it was clear early that you guys were locked in to this game.
Yeah, I mean, we had a very good defensive plan, and I thought we executed that really well. 50 points for them for the game is excellent. 20 for 58 from the field, 4 for 16 from 3. That's very good. We forced them to commit 12 turnovers. But, my goodness, I didn't even realize it was like this. But 31 for 43 from the field on our part and 11 for 17 from 3. I don't think I've ever been a part of a game like that where you shoot that well. And I mean, we were very efficient and we were focused. As heartbreaking as losing in quadruple overtime was on Wednesday night, we took a lot from it. And, yeah, I mean, I can't believe the efficiency tonight.
What were the last couple days like when you got back? You were coming off of that game. You guys were exhausted. You were on the heartbreaking end of that finish. What were the days leading up to this one like?
You know, it was one of those things where we were really, really hurting Wednesday night. But dwelling on it wasn't going to do us any good. So Thursday, you know, we watched the film, we went over it, and there were a lot of positives that we could take from the game. A lot of things we could work on, but ultimately someone had to win that game, and there were not as many mistakes as there are in a lot of games, and there were a lot of things that we did well. And George Washington is very well coached, and they battled, and we just ended up losing. But Thursday and Friday, we were really just focused on UMass. That was kind of our mentality. Dwelling over a game like that's not going to do us any good. So instead, our focus was just to get ready for, I mean, it's a privilege to play here at home, Saturday night game. A lot was going on campus today, so people were able to come out and support us. So it's definitely a good win for us.
The backdoor cuts in the first half, when those happen, those seem like such boosts for the offense, and they have to be demoralizing for the defense because a guy's getting a wide-open layup in the half court. What kind of lift is that for you guys?
Well, it was almost like a layup drill for a few minutes there, and when you get such easy baskets, it makes you the overall confidence of the team just rises increases, I should say, and I think that was the case for us, and it just became very evident that we didn't need to take rush shots, contested shots, if we just just candidly, if we kept moving the ball and we kept cutting, UMass was going to break down. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that proved to be true throughout the first and second half. And in the huddle a few times, I just said to our team, keep cutting, they'll break down. The coaches were saying it, and some of our other guys were just trying to make that a focal point, and it worked. So, I think we did a good job executing.
And, Kellen, this was a balanced scoring effort. If you look across the board and you finish with 19, and you've got Lee with 16, and it seems like after he was out with a concussion for a couple of games, it took him a little bit to get back in the flow, but Wednesday and tonight, he looks to be back.
Yeah, Lee was excellent tonight. Lee's not afraid, and when he's aggressive, that's when he's best, and tonight he was aggressive. We don't want Lee passing up any shots ever. If you guys saw him shoot in practice, you would know why. I think there's enough proof in the games too, but and Lee, you know, he does a lot of little things for us. He's a very good offensive rebounder. He's gritty. He's tough. Kind of unassuming given his frame and whatnot, but he's a really big part of our team. And if we can get a scoring spark off the bench like that from Lee consistently, I mean, whether it's 16 points or an efficient 10 or 12 points, you know, that's going to do us well for the rest of the conference play.
Kellen, how do you sum up the A-10 this year? It's depth.
Exactly that. I mean, it's such a well-balanced league. Of course, you know, 10 through 14, or there are some teams that are struggling, but for the most part, you got to bring it every single night. I mean, I know we had a very efficient game and won by 35 points tonight, but UMass just beat Duquesne the other day. You know, Rhode Island beat VCU last night, and team, you just see teams losing all the time. Some teams upsetting teams. it's a very deep league. Each team is very talented. They've got lots of pieces. A lot of these teams are very well coached. Just to keep it simple, you got to bring it every night in this league.
Last one for you, Kellen. You guys go back onto the court next Friday. Do you welcome these next couple days, a little break before heading up to Richmond?
Yeah, so tomorrow we'll lift tomorrow and enjoy the Super Bowl. And we'll get to work, I'm assuming maybe Monday. Then we'll go probably Wednesday and Thursday, then we'll leave. But we're focused for VCU. Last time we went to VCU was my freshman year, and we really hit them with physicality, and we came out victorious. And, you know, we got to be ready to play in a hostile environment and in front of a terrific crowd, and I think we all are jumping at that opportunity. I'm looking forward to Friday.
And you mentioned Super Bowl. Do you have a pick going into tomorrow night? Chiefs, Niners?
I'm just looking for a good game. I'm indifferent.
I'm so, with you. Yep.
Yeah,
that's the safe response. It's fine.
My Patriots.
That's
lost.
True. You don't have a dog in the fight.
And then Daniel, unfortunately, they didn't get there. So the Giants aren't an option. But yeah, I'm indifferent. Just looking to have fun with my friends watching it.
Well, Kellen, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks,
Kellen.